It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
My name is Big Fatty, and it's Christmas Day, and I'm just here to say, hey, 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 the Big Fat Man came last night, and he saw Big Fatty, and whoa, was it a sight. Ho, 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 ho. Ho, 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 ho,
Big Fatty, you are fucked up.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show, Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No, 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 no.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
hello. And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the BFO for Thursday, August 12th. I mean, December 25th, 2008. I am your host, the one, the fat, the only, Mr. Larry H. Bader. That's
Bader, V-E-D-E-R.
V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Bader. Have to wait for it.
Gotta
How are y'all doing?
It.
I'm here. This is the BFO. Ho, it's the Big Fatty Online,
fat
so you know who's here. Hi,
fat
everybody.
Ass. Fat ass.
Oh, thank you. Is that what I'm supposed to call you for the rest of the show?
Fat ass?
Fat ass it is.
No.
All right.
So, did you have a good grandma?
I mean, you know, average.
What
average.
Did the hats give you?
Well, do you really want to know?
Yes. I'm sure there are underpants involved.
Yes. Always okay. Underpants.
You know, I got socks from Michael in Stuttgart and from Kim Beaver, who you don't know.
Well... Who is this Kim Beaver person?
This Kim Beaver person, she lives in the Faroe Islands, and she raises sheep, and sometimes she'll call and sing to Big Fatty.
Sounds terrifying.
Oh, it is horrible. No, Kim Beaver is fabulous.
Oh, yeah, you had to correct yourself.
Right.
Actually, I got a Roomba.
A Roomba? You know, what the fuck is that?
It's the robotic vacuum cleaner that goes around and vacuums while you're gone.
Now, will that eat Bugaboo and Bugabat?
I think, actually, they can ride
or
on top of it.
Or have they already been eaten by it?
Well, we haven't tried it yet.
Oh, okay.
And then I also got a bathtub.
A bathtub. Well, I think that's you're the only person.
And more exciting about that was the labor to put it in.
A lot of people are thinking, well, Big Fatty, it's Christmas morning. Surely you've got a Christmas present for us.
Oh, no, do you?
Yes.
Oh,
we have
God.
A very special Christmas present.
Is it extra special?
No, it's not. It's somewhat special.
Oh.
It'll be extra special come January when Atlanta's safe to go back to.
Right.
But anyway, you know, last year we had the extra special. We had the special presentation on the Rob Nelson Lindley Magoo podcasting network of... Larry the Fat Ass Reindeer.
I recall.
And,
that's on the Little Fatty Cast.
Right. And we played that. We played that on Monday of this week.
Right.
And so we have the 2000 We have the. Let's take it back. Thank you. Oh, we haven't done many. That was kind of the Christmas present. Also, we haven't played a lot of sound effects today because, you know, most of you have already been in the holiday nog or you were up late assembling.
Can we pause this and go start the holiday nog?
I have shat myself, so I've started the holiday log. The Yule log, I think it's what
not,
it is. I'm doing
not
I'm running a logging operation
log.
Here.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like a lumberjack. I should put on plaid like Archer or something. Oh, he's looking for a key. He's looking for the vomit key. Oh, is that the big old Big Fatty does need to do the big run.
Okay.
Anyway, so we're going to take a little break here. And we are going to play this year's Rankin Bass edition of a holiday classic, except it's not Rankin Bass, and it's, excuse me, and it's not a holiday classic yet. And do you know what this year's special presentation is going to be today?
Big Fatty, I have no idea what you're even fucking talking. I'm not even really listening.
Hi, I'm Big Fatty.
I'm just sitting here in your chair.
Right.
Okay.
This year's presentation is Archer the Snowflake.
Today's holiday spectacular, Archer the Snowflake, is brought to you without commercial interruption by Soy Candles by Phoebes.
Bumpity bump bump, bumpity bump bump, hitting the mic he goes. Coughity cough cough, coughity cough cough, on more than 800 shows. Archer the Snowflake was a jolly drunk old soul, with a smoky treat and a big red nose, cause of great ghost wine we're told. Archer the Snowflake ain't no veggie, so they say. The podfather of the interwebs, they say he's here to stay. There must have been some magic in that old plaid shirt he found. When the boyfriend placed it on the bed, he became a podcasting hound. Oh, Archer the Snowflake started speaking that April day, but he'll never let any listener forget that October is his birthday. Now, many of you know about the Podfather and the inventor of iTunes, Archer the Snowflake. And you know about the boyfriend, Archer's strange eating habits, and his desire to over-celebrate his birthday. But do you know how it all got started? Pull up a chair and I'll tell you. Christmas Eve, after Al Gore invented the interwebs, a series of wires and tubes, Archer and his Cajun boyfriend were having afternoon snuggles prior to a delicious dinner of crispy tilapia and canned soup. Archer was awakened with a bad case of acid reflux and ventured into his cluttered living room to look at the pretty lights on his holiday tree. Soon after, the boyfriend, who had a cold which made him sound like he lived in San Diego, entered the room somewhat uncomfortable about what he was about to say.
Archer, my snowflake darling, I've got to get something off my chest.
After removing his shirt, he continued.
You know I'm so lovey-dovey about you that it tends to nauseate what's left of our friends. We can't go to dinner parties because of your eating. I can't walk through this condo without falling over the clutter, and your tree needs more ornaments. Honey Bunny Lambsy Pie, I'm also tired of having to get price checks on boxes of Kotex at the store for you. I want you to get a hobby, something new and exciting, something to bring you out of your shell. I'm going to New Orleans for a couple of months to let you focus on this, but I'll be back soon and we can start a new life together.
Well, the news rocked Snowflake's world so much that he stopped speaking. He went straight to working and removed all the clutter and turned with a jerk. I'm getting my stories confused. After all, I am old. So when springtime returned to Snowflake's home, so did the boyfriend. He was so pleased with the cleanup that he made a promise to give Archer a cookie every time he came to visit. But there was still the problem of a hobby. He noticed Archer, now his spring daffodil, spending a lot of time on his iMac.
What are you Googling over there, daffodil?
The response from Archer was always the same two words.
Happy birthday!
The boyfriend tried many things to get Daffodil to talk,
like getting him drunk on wine, listening to church bells, and showing him random abandoned gloves on a park bench.
Another glass of wine, my sugar lump? Don't you just love the bells, my little apple dump? Take a picture of those abandoned gloves on the bench, cutie pie.
Nothing worked. So the boyfriend attempted one last thing. He invited Archer's last two friends on Earth over for dinner on Wednesday, April 20th.
Busy, busy, busy. I don't have time for this dinner, but I suppose I need to make an appearance. Now, where is that plaid shirt of mine? It's one of my favorite shirts, given to me by a group of Marty Dykes on Bikes.
He spent all day making real food for Daffodil's friends, a fairy princess, and a weary traveler from the Southern Hemisphere. He also wanted Archer to have his favorite canned foods and an industrial white sheet cake. So, this unseasonably cold day in April 2005, Archer was enjoying a smoky treat on the balcony. But something was up. His mind was racing. You could see it in his eyes. The doorbell rings. The doorbell rings as the weary traveler arrives first.
The door's open. Come on in.
Hello, Mr. Boyfriend. I'll show myself in as I'm sure you are busy, busy, busy opening cans in the kitchen.
Not seeing Archer, he begins to nose around the place, and he's taken aback when entering the loo.
Dear God, shag carpeting on the toilet tank and a padded toilet seat? Does Big Fatty live here too?
Well, Archer, who's feeling more like a snowflake than a daffodil, comes in from the balcony and begins cleaning crumbs out of the toaster when the fairy princess arrives.
Honey, will you answer the door while I baste the wild turducken and check on the root vegetable souffle?
He opens the door and invites in the fairy princess.
Hi, Archer. Thanks for inviting me to your house. I brought a vegetable tray for nibbles. So what's the occasion we're celebrating tonight?
Happy birthday.
Oh, it's your birthday? How nice.
The weary traveler rejoins the group as they sit down to dinner. The conversation is mainly between the boyfriend and the guests until Archer becomes a broken record.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, you mentioned that already.
Happy birthday.
Okay, we got it. Have some celery.
Happy birthday.
Look, there's no need to mention it again.
Happy birthday.
I've had enough of this, you greedy old man. First you say your birthday's in May. Then you claim October as a second birthday month, and here it is April 20th, and Jesus, now you're trying to weasel another birthday onto the calendar?
The fairy princess can take no more and sloshes her wine at Archer. Unfortunately, it gushes all over the weary traveler's plaid shirt.
Look what you've done. You spilled blush wine all over my special plaid shirt.
Oh my, oh my. Let me take your shirt and place it on the bed to dry.
I'm out of here, and thanks for serving us your cheap wine tonight.
Well, yes, that was interesting. Radish rosette, anyone?
Archer runs to the bathroom and closes the door. After a few minutes, he returns wearing the weary traveler's shirt. There's a new gleam in his eye as he rushes to his iMac computer and pulls out a microphone. The others are taken aback when something other than
happy birthday
comes out of his mouth.
You look like you're about to broadcast something.
An Archer radio show? Aren't you too busy, busy, busy for something like that?
Hello, and welcome to the first podcast of Archer Radio. Excuse me. excuse me. All kinds of things. Talking about doing a lot of walking. It was just like I don't know why. I just walking a lot. But anyway, a partier is like a major gay guy who just, you know, is like podcasting people, you know, cross paths in one podcast. So I don't know what I will talk about. I really don't know. It may just be useless drivel. Just basically love my Apple computers and really going to try my best to hold it at 10 minutes because I'll be happy. Excuse me. And I really wanted to keep this under 10 minutes. Unless I'm excuse me. Excuse me. I think I'm going to bring this podcast to a close and just say that I hope you enjoyed it.
And with that, Archer the Snowflake began talking again. The weary traveler was amazed with the magical abilities that plaid seemed to have on Archer. In fact, He left the shirt and returned home with his nipples exposed to the TSA. Snowflake mended fences with the fairy princess and eventually returned the plaid shirt to the weary traveler, but not before the boyfriend bought him a wardrobe of all things plaid. So now you know the story of Archer and how he became the podfather of plaid. Oh, he still likes to say,
"Happy birthday."
But there's so much more coming out of his mouth now. In fact, to this day, he hasn't shut up. As his head hits the pillow every night, he whispers to himself, "Good night, fairy princess." Is this music too loud?
Yes, the music is always too loud.
Bumpity bump bump, bumpity bump bump, hitting the mic he goes. Coughity cough cough, coughity cough cough, on more than 800 shows.
Archer the Snowflake was a jolly drunk old soul, with a smoky treat and a big red nose, 'cause of great ghost wine we're told. Archer the Snowflake ain't no veggie, so they say. The podfather of the interwebs, they say he's here to stay. There must have been some magic in that old plaid shirt he found. When the boyfriend placed it on the bed, he became a podcasting hound.
Oh, Archer the Snowflake started speaking that April day, but he'll never let any listener forget that October is his birthday.
Oh, well, I guess everyone really liked that, huh? Hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you.
By the way, Big Fatty, you're free today.
Dead.
I'm what? Free today.
Normally I'm just cheap, but today I'm free.
Right. Okay, Big Fatty.
All right, are you ready?
This is where we play this game where I have to guess if they're dead or alive.
As of last year.
As of last year.
Right. We don't know if they still are. Ernest Gallo. Now, you of all people should know this one.
Okay. I think he's dead.
Ernest Gallo is dead.
Okay.
And he died March the 6th, 2007. Do you know who Ernest Gallo is?
The winemaker.
Very good. The Ernest cheapo. And Julio Gallo. Right. Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Gallagher.
Alive.
Gallagher is alive. And we would best know Gallagher from?
He's a comedian.
And what does he do? Is there anything in particular that he's known?
Yeah.
The what?
The food humor.
The food humor. Is that like a food baby?
Doesn't he like shit himself and throw pies or something?
I believe he throws shit pies,
okay,
right? Cow
perfect.
Pies.
Right, right.
Okay. Miss Francis.
Miss Francis?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go with dead.
Miss Francis is dead. Miss Francis died July the 22nd, 2001. And who is Miss Francis? Or what would we best know her from?
Well, you know, I like to take a guess when I don't know.
Right.
So I'm going to go with she was the mama on Petticoat Junction.
She's very close. That was Bea Benaderet. Okay.
Miss Francis.
Right. Miss Francis was the teacher at the Ding Dong School. What can I say? Is that still playing?
Yes.
Okay, well, you know, Big Fatty can't hear it. All right, you ready?
Dear God. Please go ahead.
Judy Garland.
Dead.
And we would best know her from?
Well, for trotting down the yellow brick road.
Well, hello, Judy Garland. Uh-huh. Do you know when she died?
It's recently, within the past couple of years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, past couple of years. Oh, Lord. June 22nd, 1969.
No.
Yes.
Did she really?
The
memoirs.
Just a couple of years
recently.
Ago. Okay.
Me and Judy or whatever that was. Yeah, never mind.
Oh, the memoirs.
I am hung like a donkey.
The memoirs died just a couple of years ago? Okay. Oh, I'm a little gassy. Lord.
And we're also in a very small, confined space.
I evidently have gotten into my Santa cookies and milk. Okay. Well, that was kind of fun for
You are like
a Christmas dead or... And, you know, when you think of Christmas, don't you think of dead or alive? So, anyway. Well, what do you think... people did for Christmas today? Do you have any family traditions? You know, we talked on the last show about the traditional setting the Christmas present on fire.
Right.
In my family.
I went back and listened to some old LFCs from 05.
Right.
Where we also talked about this.
Oh, okay.
Those are unavailable at this current
moment. I did not know that.
So, the hardest thing for me is to get out of bed.
On Christmas morning?
On Christmas morning. Because my family does Christmas Eve night. Because we have, my mom usually is like the host of the whole family and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, they don't want to.
That's the Hatterina.
Right, the Hatterina. Doesn't want to like try to, us do our gifts and then have to get the house together. So we're usually up until like 3 in the morning doing gifts and stuff and drinking hot chocolate. So for me to make it up and awake by lunch is like the goal every year. Then I have a little leftover, a little muffin, because, she loves to bake a muffin.
We love a muffin, a Christmas morning muffin.
Baked by the Hatterina right out of the mix and serve pouch or whatever.
If you're going to make a muffin, make a mix and serve.
Right. I don't know what those are called.
I don't either.
But you know what I'm talking
Betty
about.
Betty Crocker?
Probably.
Okay.
Get ready to match the podcast.
Oh, dear God. ArcherRadio.com.
Can you turn that down?
Hola, chicos.
This is Noah from PNS Explosion.
And Patrick.
And thank you.
Hello, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is J. Michael Haas, and you are listening to The Daily Herd.
Riding with Bill. Hit that. Sit down, buckle up, hold on.
QCast Connection with Michael.
Confessions of a Southern Boy and Yankee.
Oh, Jesus.
How are y'all doing?
Well, he's still podcasting. Yeah. We won't bust that.
How much do we love?
And Rob Nelson, Lindley Magoo.
I think if Santa Claus walked into Rob Nelson, Lindley Magoo's house and he did that, he would shit his pants.
Probably. All right, let's get going.
All right, you ready? Mm-hmm. Now, these, want to remind everyone, these are back from when we were doing the Little Fatty Cast a year ago.
Right.
Or more. All right, you have a black man's penis.
Penis Patrick.
Ricky!
Yeah?
I'm winded.
John Michael Hodge.
Rob Nelson, Lindley Magoo. My mother would eat Chick-fil-A every day if she could.
Miss Sarah.
How about that?
I love my Miss Sarah.
Right.
We have
Holy
plans.
God Almighty. Oh, Lord.
Rob Nelson, Lindley Magoo.
I honestly have so much bread in me that my body is like, hell no, and I vomit.
John Michael Haas!
Wow! Is the music still playing?
Yeah.
It's more like a stuffin' fuck.
Rob Nelson, Lindley Magoo.
Chef Mark.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. We have run out of time. Where has the time gone?
Trust me, I can account for every minute.
Okay.
Just making sure. Y'all, I want to say Merry Christmas to everyone.
Right.
I love them. I love them all. Even though I don't know you, I love you dearly.
But you know that you're fat.
I know that you're enormous and you're gassy, and I'm about to fart.
I am a little gassy today. Y'all, it seems only appropriate that Big Fatty be gassy on Christmas Day.
Gassier? Just okay.
Just gassy.
Okay. Right. Just checking.
Bye, everyone.
Merry holidays.
Oh, Lord. Well, I guess it's time for me to now say goodbye.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you.
I'll see you later.
Okay. Y'all,
I have very important things
to
do.
I hope that the fat one has brought you a little bit of a smile and a little giftette on this crema morning. And you know, my family, we always get up and we go, "What'd you get for Grandma?" And it's very racist, but I guess that's what it's all about, is putting up with your family, and then on Christmas Day you kind of go, "Okay, I can put up with them one more day," or something like that. But just know that Big Fatty appreciates you being part of his family, and that Mr. Vader and I are going to be back tomorrow for Boxing Day, because you know, who doesn't love a good box?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.